This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There are 123 mountain peaks in the state of Idaho that are more than 11,000 feet. Now, just 9 others reach the 12,000-foot mark, and they're known as the 12ers. And more people are headed for the top of each one of these. Just last month, Idaho Public Television debuted perhaps its most ambitious episode of Outdoor Idaho, trekking alongside a dozen different mountain climbers, some still in elementary school, up each one of those 12,000-foot peaks. So today, we're joined by Bill Manny, who wrote and produced that segment for Outdoor Idaho, Jay Krajcik, videographer, and one of the featured climbers, April Watts. Welcome to the program, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Bill, let's start with you. What would you say is unique about these dozen peaks, and what led you to decide, you know what, I want to produce this episode?
Wow, that's a great question. I had climbed all of the 9 12ers in my previous life before I came to public television. And when I got here, one of the other producers who was working on a show about climbing the 12ers was retiring. And she asked me, would I be interested? And I couldn't say yes fast enough. So then it was a matter of talking Jay and some of our other crew into actually climbing with me. And I have to say that they loved it. They climbed them all. and they want to go back and climb them even more.
Okay, so Jay, I do want to bring you into the conversation, because when Bill comes to you and says, hey, I've got this great idea, let's go climb some 12,000 peak mountains. I mean, did you scratch your head a bit, or was it like, yeah, I'm on board for this?
Oh, they've been kind of doing this to me for the last 5 or 6 years. I've probably climbed more peaks with this job than I would personally do it, because I'm not a big fan of doing it anyway. But no, it's a good challenge. And I thought, well, sure, I'll go. Yeah. Don't twist my arm too hard, but yeah, I'll go.
And Jay, Gemma,
we're worried about when he retires, who we're going to be able to drag to up mountains and on these long trips.
Yeah. Well, because what people may not fully appreciate is that, Jay, it's not that you're just climbing. I mean, you have to cart up gear when you do this. I mean, somebody has to film it, right?
Yeah. And it, you're breathing heavy, and you're trying to climb a mountain, and then all of a sudden you got to do your job. And so it makes it tough. Fortunately, the cameras have gotten a little bit smaller as we progressed on these shoots. Started with the big camera, and then we got a smaller camera. And the last two peaks we just did with my smartphone and a GoPro camera. So those were a lot of fun, because it wasn't as difficult just, you know, sticking your camera in front of somebody's face while they're climbing up a peak. And so it made it a lot easier. But it's in the flying ants. Remember the flying ants, April, on top of Cobb Peak?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget? And I also remember a few threats were made when we were climbing Cobb, because, yeah, you do it and you do a great job. But I think there are times maybe you don't love having all of that equipment. I was so, so impressed.
And I do want to talk about the episode itself. I mean, because I like every Outdoor Idaho episode, I mean, you really have beautiful visuals, great storytelling, but watching it, it's hard not to think that it's less about the mountain, frankly, and more about the experience of the people making the climb, and because people make these climbs for all different reasons. So April, I do want to quickly play a quick clip from the show.
Some find in these mountains the ultimate test of physical or mental endurance. Some must face their fears.
I just got pretty spooked at just the exposure and the wind and my fatigue level. And I just thought, you know, I'm not having fun anymore.
Perfect.
So April, I want to be really clear for folks. That was not your voice we just heard. However, you have a really unique perspective, I think, because you're a licensed counselor and someone who has climbed these peaks. So why do you think some people do this?
I think it's unique for every person. I think some people like the adrenaline rush, but honestly, I think it's just really therapeutic for most people. It's really connecting. I feel connected to myself and to nature and to my capabilities. I understand that quote that you played, because I totally have felt that way. And I can absolutely relate to what she's saying. But being able to take a deep breath and figure out, do I have it in me to do this, and then push forward and see how far I can push my limits, that is so good for me and the other people that do this. And you can apply that not just to mountain climbing, but life in general. So I think that's probably the main thing, just feeling very connected, feeling very alive, feeling empowered and capable.
And April, what makes you decide, you know, between trips, like, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to try to conquer this again.
Well, I think there's a cycle where there are times on every mountain, I think, why do I do this? Because this is really hard, and it's one foot in front of the other, and I'm sliding backwards, and it's so hard. But gosh, I think by the time I'm at the summit and then headed back down, I'm inevitably planning the next one, and I see a mountain on the top and I think, oh, I need to go climb that mountain next. And
wow.
It's just, I love it. I'm not even recovered from my soreness by the time I'm thinking about the next climb.
So Bill, there are two families with young children that are featured making these climbs. And there are no ropes or specialized gear needed, but let's be honest, these are not easy ascents. And I am so curious as to how these kiddos did this, because if I tried to have my children do this, the complaining would kill me, frankly.
So you're not inviting your family on our next climb? Is that what you're saying?
I might go by myself, but no.
So we were super lucky to meet so many cool people. And among the coolest, besides April, were Cody and Tice Lloyd, whose family lives in Sun Valley, and then Sydney Human and her mom, Stacy. And when they climbed the 12ers in 2019, they were 6 years old, 8 years old, wow, and 9 years old. And they were the youngest kids to ever do it. And when I first heard about them, I thought, well, these parents must be dragging these poor kids up this mountain. Mm-hmm. But we got to go climbing with all of them. And it was the kids dragging all of us up the mountain.
Yeah, definitely.
They loved it. So we climbed Bora Peak, we climbed Leatherman, and then we climbed Thompson Peak with the Lloyds. And each one of those experiences was really cool. And Jay climbed as well.
I have to say, I have a 9-year-old, and just getting him to go up Table Rock is, I mean, the amount of the complaining and the moaning and the groaning. So maybe someday when we find, I mean, they can make it up to Table Rock, but maybe on the day they do it without complaining, we'll think about expanding that. But Jay, I mean, you have to prep for these journeys. So, So talk to me about that. I mean, the good thing is, as you mentioned, is that the equipment has changed, because I think for people that aren't in this industry, I mean, I remember back in the day where you had the camera and then you had the tape deck and then you had the tripod. I mean, and you're talking, that's upwards of 60, 70 pounds of gear.
Yeah. I think the first couple we did, it was probably upwards of 30 pounds, you know, you're carrying, in addition to what you're carrying on your own body. And we did one a couple of years ago, and it was in the springtime, and I thought, well, you know, just go do it. And it didn't go well. It was really hard, and it was steep, and it was snow, and you're hiking sideways. Oh. And I think everybody involved just said, you know, this wasn't a whole lot of fun because we weren't ready for it. And so when we knew we were going to do this show, we did a lot of hiking in the spring in 2019 around here. We just did a peak, you know, small peak after small peak after small peak, just kind of get our legs going. And and I kind of stayed with it all summer long, I think, just knowing. And then it's also a learning experience, knowing how to treat your body. Mm. To make yourself feel better when you're, you know, you get down off the peak and you think, okay, I'm just going to rest. No, you got to drink the right fluids and eat the right food and get some sleep and just rest and then a couple days later, you go do another one.
Well, and sometimes we're actually doing interviews. We got down to the base of the mountain, and then we set up our camera and do an interview, and everybody's already tired. And then you want to rest and want to be done. And instead, we're kind of going to work. And we did that with April, in fact.
So April, I'm curious, what was it like to climb with a television crew following you?
It was really weird at first, but it was great. They're such a good crew. I really enjoyed meeting each of them, and they would tell us, you know, stop right there and we're going to walk ahead. So you're going to, and then we'll film you walking up to us, and that thing kind of thing happened sometimes, but it was pretty fluid. And after a while I got used to it, and it was really fun. It was a really cool experience.
That was a challenge. That was a tough one. And trying to keep up with April, and there were a couple different routes that people were going on. And it was all I could do to Terry and I to get up that mountain without falling off the granite slopes a couple times.
Yeah, you're like,
Gemma,
you're like,
it
slow
might
down.
Be worth noting that we have a volunteer named Terry Lee, who we call the Mule, and he often carries Jay's tripod up the mountain on this climb. And we actually climbed an 11,000 foot peak, Cobb Peak, with April, because she'd already done the 12ers. She'd been there, done that. And so she's actually working on all her 11ers now.
Wow.
And she let us go along on one of those.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming on today. Idaho's 12ers debuted on Idaho Public Television on December 6th, but you can stream it on demand by visiting idahoptv.org and then click on the Outdoor Idaho Show page, or you can find it on the PBS app on your smartphone device. We've been talking with Bill Manny, who wrote and produced that segment for Outdoor Idaho, Jay Krajcik, videographer, and one of the featured climbers, April Watts. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
More Idaho Matters next.